Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 40 of the Juvo Hub podcast. Thank you again for being here today. We look forward to talking to another industry veteran of over 30 years and hearing her story and the benefits that come from networking, being involved in your apartment associations, and just dealing with the overall challenges that come with having a career from zero to 60 in property management. So we look forward to introducing her in just a moment. To get us started, Mark and I have our tips to share with you. Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts, you want to get us started, please.
Absolutely. So if anybody has been listening to our podcast, they know that I'm more about the emotional tips of the day, and Jonathan tells us something a little more technical. So for me, I loved this one. It's a no name. It wasn't named by anyone, but it's just maybe a statement that says, just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. What I interpret by that is in our business, really in our business, even in my personal life, I may choose to do things a little differently, as we all can. And I encourage that. I love to see people sort of beat to their own drum. Find your way in this business. Don't try to be like someone else. I find a lot of what I call mimicking syndrome. Someone walks and talks and dresses and behaves and tries to be so poised and, you know, always polite and professional. And I think that there comes these times where it's okay to let your guard down and kind of go off road. You know, like I look at these three faces right here, and I think I could see us on some kind of off-road adventure. And it's like, okay, Debbie, okay, Jonathan, put on your helmet. We're going off road. You know, be comfortable with being unique, do something different. And I say all that to our listeners, because in this world of property management, there's always similarities in the product. So you have to be the difference. You have to be the choice. And what makes you the choice? And it is something that you're going to do that's going to be extremely different, unique. So be unique, be different. That's my tip.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that so much. And yes, you are correct. Mine is, we're still on this track of some e-learning tips. So the one that I was thinking about for this show was creating visuals. And if you, in your department, when you're creating content, again, whether it's e-learning or if you're working to make some content for live training, don't be careful about who is making your visuals. Don't fall into that category of, well, someone who can write content is also going to be a great graphic artist. They may not be, they may be, but you have to make sure that your visuals for your content that you're creating is going to be compelling. You've got that split second opportunity when a student is listening, watching your content, seeing that visual that's on the screen, whether it's on the big screen or it's on the monitor for e-learning, that's all you have. So you have to make it compelling. So there has to be some thought process into your visuals. And then also the consistency with those visuals. It's really, really difficult on the eyes, especially in e-learning. If you have branded colors in one format on your first slide, and then you go to the other end of the spectrum on your next slide, it's subconsciously very, very confusing for a student. So give some thought to not only the appeal of the visuals, but also the continuity of those visuals. And that way, you're going to benefit your students. It's going to be a wonderful learning experience as they connect those visuals with what it is that you want them to retain for their training. So thank you, Mark, for your tip. And that's my tip for today. And now we will get into our fabulous, awesome, wonderful guest, Debbie Nicholson. Debbie, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I am doing great. And I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
Yeah, we are excited to have you here today. You know, I've known you, I think, as long as I've been in the industry, not as long as you. I think it's been close to about 15 years now, and you've been in the industry for over 30 years. And so we're grateful to have you on the show. You
know, yes, I have been in the industry over 30 years. I've seen a change, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, we want to hear about it. So give us the highlights. 30 years in the industry. Where did you start? Where are you today?
Well, let me go way back in my brain here. I started in the industry back in the 80s. I was in college and I was looking for a job. Mom and dad basically said, you know, you need to contribute. You need to have some skin in this, find a job. So I was out looking for a job as well as an apartment because I hated living in the dorms at UGA, and stumbled upon an apartment. And guess what? They were looking for an assistant manager / leasing agent. So I was basically got in the industry back then and thought, this is really cool. I get off at 6 o'clock at night. I've got all night that I can party. No more retail, no more late hours. It worked out really well. And I basically stayed at that position all the way till I graduated. It's really interesting of the building had this office right behind mine. So, you know, I kind of learned a lot from him. And he kept saying, Debbie, continue doing this. I don't care what your degree is in. You need to stay in property management. There's so much opportunity. I saw that. And I moved to Atlanta right after I graduated. I got in a job at an apartment community that was all adult. And you guys remember the all adult, right? I mean, this is not over 55. This was nobody that wanted to live near children. And I thought this was great. I got a free apartment. I was like, this I could possibly have. Of course, the laws changed, children came in and everything changed, but I just stayed in the industry. And, you know, I've been so fortunate to work for some really great companies that have kind of shown me the way and given me the opportunity to kind of venture into different positions. And literally my last position in on the operations side of the industry, I was a EVP for a large management company in Atlanta. Got to kind of oversee kind of the relationship between the owners and the management company, really the value for the year that we've actually provided for these companies. I decided, you know, mid-career to go to the vendor side. You know, being involved in the apartment association in Atlanta, I was always approached by companies, come sell carpet, come sell washer and dryers, you know, and it just, there was no passion. You know, I was not interested in selling. It's not me. So, you know, a company approached me out of California and it was renter's insurance. And I was like, great, you know, insurance, you know, took me out, kind of did the dog and pony show. And next thing I knew, I worked for a startup. I was employee number 12 with a company called Leasing Desk that 4 years later was bought by RealPage and basically is now the largest provider of renter's insurance in the multifamily industry. So I started there and just kind of stayed in insurance, got out a couple times, but I've got back in as of 2020. I got back into the vendor space again, kind of got lured back into renter's insurance. And that's what I'm doing now with a company that's based out of Tampa, Florida. It's called Millennial Specialty Insurance. So I'm excited to be back on the vendor side, but be able to use my experiences and knowledge that I got from the operations side to kind of, you know, pave the way. This is my last stop. You said 30 years. That's right. I've got a 5-year plan and an 8-year plan. And at the end of that 8 years, I'm moving to the shack on the beach in Florida.
I love it.
That is so cool. And, you know, from our audience perspective, Debbie, I mean, I think of all the different guests we've had on the show in the past and so many different job titles and passions. As you mentioned, that was nice. Like, you know, some things fit, some things may not fit. You have to find that. So was there challenges for you along the way? Like thinking of people who were where you started as an assistant manager coming out of UGA, what advice would you share with ones who are new to the industry? You know, is it, do they always have to start, you know, as a leasing professional, or should they start here? Like what would be your kind of feedback to someone who is wanting to kind of get started in the industry today?
That is a great question. And, you know, the beauty of today is that there's actually degrees now that are being offered by my alma mater and other schools in property management, which is super exciting because that will give people an opportunity to see what it's all about. I mean, I had a business degree. I didn't know anything about property management. You know, I see more and more young people enter the property management industry and they start off as leasing agents. You know, one of the things that transitions very well is retail or service into the leasing agent position. It gives them the ability to interact with people on a daily basis and provide that service. You know, that's the best thing of that. I have to go back to those days that I loved providing that resident their home. You know, it's just that feeling, you know, and I was passionate about that. It was a passion I had. So I took that path from leasing to assistant to manager and up that road. But Jonathan, there's many other opportunities. I mean, you can actually go in the way of marketing. You know, now with social media and all the opportunities out there, internet, that's another thing. We didn't have the internet back in the 80s, early 80s, but the internet now, that's advertising. You know, there's a lot of young people that are basically going the marketing journey, and more companies are embracing that. They're embracing marketing people because that's how they're you know, advertising their business, residents to come in. So there's a marketing outlet. There's also a business side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have an accounting degree, more and more of these management companies are looking to bring these young accountants in or financial analysts for revenue management. So absolutely not. There's not one path anymore, but there's so much opportunity in our industry that leaving college, you can go in many, many, many directions.
You know, Debbie, you're right. I love that our industry has evolved. Back in my day, 20 something years ago, looking for a job in the industry, I remember going to the help wanted section in the newspaper. Do y'all remember what that was?
I do.
And I would start calling properties that I would see were looking for help. But unfortunately, a lot of them said, experience required. And so when I would call and they would say, oh, you know, have you been in the business before? And I would have to say no. And I remember still to this day thinking like, I'll never be able to get into the business because no one will ever give me a chance to have the experience that I need. And so I laugh now thinking back, like I work with young people today that are fresh out of college or even still in college that get, you know, corporate positions in marketing because that's their niche. That's their that sweet spot for them, right? And so thank goodness times have changed because it is so much easier for us to open the doors for different types of skill sets and tools. And thank God we're evolving with that because look, the younger generations, they've got great intel, you know, like they've got great experience, what I call experience from technology standpoint or whatever it is that they do on social media that, you know, I may not have. And so my doors are always open and welcome for people that are smarter than me when it comes to social media. Yeah, I agree.
I totally agree. I mean, I've just seen students coming from all different types of backgrounds and, you know, the management companies and these operators now are welcoming them. They like the new generation. They like this young people. They can train them the way they want to train them. You know, they can instill these values and their culture. And yeah, you're right, Mark. I remember, you know, multiple times, you know, looking for positions, like, you don't have the experience. I'm like, well, how am I going to get it? You know, give me an opportunity. And, you know, I learned to sell myself, like, just let me have a chance, you know, and now there's the opportunities are endless out there. You know, the multifamily industry will never go away.
No,
they will always need people. And, you know, that's the greatest thing about, you know, being part of this, you know, this space.
Yeah, no, I agree. We've had guests on the show previous who were never started on site. And to your point, Mark and Debbie, based on what they took in school, based on other, you know, and I see our industry embracing people who are not part of the industry because they bring in a whole new like set of eyes, a fresh set of eyes, like from this industry, this is how certain things were were managed from a marketing standpoint or from a learning and development standpoint or revenue management, accounting, and so on. So yeah, lots of wonderful opportunities. And there is no doubt that our industry needs more talent. You know, that we hear that across so many different shows and social posts of the need in our industry. So we need to keep promoting that. You mentioned something, Debbie, about like associations. And so let's just kind of pivot for a second and look at that. Look at career path in the industry and not, you know, not having like these blinders on to, you know, where you're just focused on yourself, but the benefits that come from being involved in your apartment association or in your institute of real estate management local chapter. And there's endless other housing affiliate associations out there. What have you seen as benefits have come, or what are the benefits that you have seen that have come with being involved? I know you're very involved with our local association. So can you share that with our audience,
yeah,
what you've seen?
Yeah, absolutely. I started, you know, working, you know, pretty much within the Atlanta area. So I got very involved in the Atlanta Apartment Association. The reason I got involved was one word: networking. You know, I wanted to meet as many people as I can that I could myself with, whether it was, you know, industry people, or vendors or bankers or the financial side. I wanted to get involved in that. And just, so I try to participate in as much industry related events as possible. And you would not believe, you know, I'm always one of those believers that you meet somebody for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, within my journey and my career, everybody that I've met has had some kind of impact on me, you know, whether it's this big or that big, you know. And like you said, I, back in 1997, you know, 12 years after I started in the industry, I got my CAM. You know, I said, you know, I am going to get this designation. And I went out and I got my certified apartment manager. And to this day, I keep it up. I'm not even on site. I'm not even on the operations side, but I keep that designation up because it's opened so many doors for me. You know, it's just continuing ed, you know, a couple hours every year and you keep up that designation. There's so much that the associations offer, as in events and ways to get out there and meet people. And it's kind of funny that you mentioned this, Mark. I always say, I always want to meet people that are smarter than me, you know, and there's so many people in this industry that are a lot smarter than me, but I can, but anything I can gain from that is just so beneficial.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every now and then I'll look at my friend group and think, it might be time to upgrade.
Well, you know, and it's kind of sad because I've been in the industry so long. A lot of my friend group is not in the industry anymore. You know, they've moved to the shack on the beach. So yeah. I'm trying to fill my pipeline again. Yeah. I hate to use that word pipeline, but I try to fill that friend group with new people. Yeah. You know, this new talent out there, everybody can lend something to my career and I love it. You know, I just absolutely love it. You know, Deborah and I with IRM are really great friends, and they have so many education opportunities, networking events. You know, when I did a short stint in San Antonio. I moved to San Antonio about 3 years ago, worked for a company out of San Antonio, kind of reorganizing the company on a consulting basis. I got involved immediately in San Antonio Apartment Association. To this day, I went to TAA a couple of months ago, first conference since COVID. And I was like, some of these people were like, Debbie, where have you been? You know, it's just, it's a family. And so powerful to have all these people behind you, whether you speak to them once a month or once a year or every other year, they're still there for you. And you can always reach out and have those long lasting relationships.
Yeah. I guess that's part of the ongoing nurturing. And I'm glad you said that, Debbie, because sometimes we can get so focused on our career that we forget about the industry at large. And that's really a nice testimony to how, you know, that's what it takes. We need to be involved. And it doesn't matter whether we're on site, we're at corporate, as you mentioned, you've been on both part, you know, industry partner side. They all play such a pivotal role. I don't know what I would do without my local apartment association and my Institute of Real Estate Management, the Georgia chapter here, you know, with Deborah Westfall and, you know, ones like Dr. Debbie, and the list goes on and on of what we have here locally in Georgia. And yeah, being able to participate, you know, both Mark and I, we've been invited to other apartment associations for speaking engagements. And that's just expanded that network and has given us so many more opportunities. So, you know, I appreciate you really sharing that wisdom, because, you know, it's not something that you can just do once in a while. Like it just needs to be a lifestyle. I don't know what if you guys feel that way, what your thoughts are on that.
I do. I think it is. I think it has to become part of who you are. And when I think of networking, I think of it in everything that I do. You know, even if I'm on my personal time or I am in my professional sort of hat, it is, am I being genuine? Am I being good? Am I helping someone? Am I mentoring someone? Am I leaving something behind? I think that as humans, that's what we should be hoping that we're doing, is looking at every opportunity when we're meeting someone to ask them, like, what is it you do? How can I help you? You know, because when you've been in the industry as long as we have, I think it's almost like this sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? We need to do it. You know, it's our obligation to make sure that we are setting up the younger generation to be great. You know, and I don't mind when I'm meeting young people or new people that are in the industry. I always say, like, if there's anything that I can do to help you, please let me know. I truly want to share my network, if there's anything valuable still left in this old head, you know, I want to share it because, you know, like, I'm going to be in the hut right next to Debbie one day. And I want to hope that the industry that we have, you know, worked so hard for is still, you know, operating the way we would want it to, right, Debbie? So we have to instill our behaviors in someone. It's like having children we leave behind. So, yeah.
No, I agree. And you would not believe people in the industry reach out to me for advice, you know, or go to LinkedIn and just chat me up a message, or, you know, just basically where I've been and what, and, you know, do you have any advice for this? And like you said, I love it. You know, that's one of the things, you know, people say, are you a people person? I've heard that years and years and years. I'm, you know, no, I'm more of a relationship person. You know, right. I meet people on the street and I want to, you know, kind of chat up a conversation, you know, somebody's going to have that impact on my life. You know, you never know who you meet, you know, in the grocery store, you know, people used to laugh. I used to get leasing agents from, you know, Chili's and Longhorns. You know, I used to have my business cards and throw them on the table. And to this day, you know, going through just day-to-day shopping or out or, you know, at vacation, I come across people that I think, hey, you would be incredible for this industry. Have you ever thought about it? And they're like, no, you know, I really haven't. And you would not believe how many people that I've referred to some companies that are like, thank you so much for this referral. They are amazing. You know, people don't understand property management a lot of times that are not exposed to it. But once they get exposed again, the opportunities are endless.
Yep, for sure. You mentioned, I think Mark, you mentioned it. I wanted to touch on for a minute, because in the pre-show, Debbie, you and I were talking about the benefits of, you know, the 0 to 60 concept of being in property management and how mentors are involved in that. Now, you've been a mentor to others. You've already mentioned some examples, people calling you and asking for advice. At what stage should you have a mentor? Is it only early on, or like, no, do you feel like we need mentors throughout our career?
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I met my mentor early on in my career, in the late 80s. And to this day, she's one of my dearest friends. She's there anytime I have any issue whatsoever, whether it's professional or personal. She's a coach. During the year, she's definitely kept up education and the technology and everything that's going on. So she's been able to guide me in direction. You know, when I was unsure of my career and pulling my hair, she was always there for me. I think it's important to have more than one mentor. You know, I have to say I have two, but for two totally different reasons. So, you know, it's one of those things that's the relationship that grows forever. Mm-hmm. To the day I get out of this industry, I will be friends after that. She'll be coming to the hut on the beach, but the experiences that she's instilled in me, the comfort and the guidance that she's given me has basically kept me in this career and kept me guided to where I am now. I think it's super important that you identify that person early. And you can add to your network as you're going, but there's going to be that one person, and you guys probably each have one. There's going to be that one person that just made that impact on your life that you keep very close to your heart. And I do have one of those. Now, I am a mentor for a young man in the industry who I've seen grow incredibly great. I mean, he's just done great things. And so it's kind of nice to be able to take the information that my mentor has shared with me and coached me on and provided me and kind of take it and basically pay it forward. And that's what I've been doing probably for the last 10 years with this young man. And it gives me such joy and fulfillment to see how successful he's been. It's not about me. It's not about what I tell him. It's just to see how he takes that information and how he uses it and how his career has kind of blossomed. So I just can't wait to see what the next, you know, 20 years in his have in store for him.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is so, so awesome. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Great story, great example. We went from 0 to 600 miles an hour, I think, just in covering so many different things just in this podcast. So we appreciate you being here today. Mark, any closing thoughts?
Well, no, you said something that I wanted to sort of finish with, but it's that 0 to 60. So 0 to 600, this industry, as we all know, it is that, you know, it's sink or swim. And how many times have we all heard that when we go into a new job? And maybe that's everywhere, but you know, all I really know for the last 20 something years is this industry. So that's kind of the advice we give a lot of people. Hey, sink or swim, but this industry is 0 to 60, and you will know within the first, I would say 30 to 60 days, whether you fall in love with it or not, whether it is for you or it is not. You will either find your way out or you will find your way stuck in it like we are for 30 and 20 and 15 years, right? And we find love and passion in that. But it's a very fast paced world that we're in. I love that. I love that it is constantly evolving, constantly changing, that you never live the same day twice. And I think for my advice for anyone that might be listening to this episode that could be new to the industry is find a mentor, go to an apartment association, reach out to one of us. And ask us, you know, who might be a great mentor for me, or maybe it is one of us. But I agree with you, Debbie. I think that the advice should always be find that mentor quickly. And like you said, have a couple, because some of the advice might be different from your situations and given by certain people. So I know I have a few in my pocket, and they're the same. They've been the two same for pretty much all of my career. But I love that advice. So thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it so, so much. So my friend, thank you for being on the show. What would be, you know, we always like to ask this of our guests, like, what's your go-to tip, like piece of advice, mantra? Close the show out. What would you like to share with our audience today?
You know, I would just say, keep moving forward. You know, basically find something that you enjoy within our industry. Go in, you know, push at it. Surround yourself with as many positive people as you can. That positive energy will guide you for a very long time. and make you successful at anything that you do.
Love it.
Good advice.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Debbie. How can people connect with you?
They can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm kind of addicted to LinkedIn right now, so they can reach out to me at LinkedIn, or they can email me at debbie.nicholson@msimga.com. And I'd love to talk to anybody. Any questions, feel free anytime to reach out to me day or night. And I appreciate guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the opportunity to kind of share my experiences. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, we appreciate you. Our viewers love this. You know, that's why we're grateful to have guests like you just to share your perspective. It's so comforting to all of us to be able to know we're doing the right thing. Keep the networking, keep the mentors, and enjoy this industry, because we have the best industry ever. So
absolutely,
just don't choose anything else. Come to multifamily.
Absolutely.
Come to property management.
I agree.
Yeah. Mark, my friend, Howell Creative Concepts, how can people connect with you?
Yes. So it's howellcreativeconcepts.com. Howell is spelled H-O-W-L, like howl at the moon, but howellcreativeconcepts.com, or you can email me at mark@howellcreativeconcepts.com. I am on LinkedIn as well. Debbie, I'm like you, I'm addicted to LinkedIn. So it's just Mark Howell, which that name is spelled H-O-W-E-L-L. But before I let you go, Debbie, when you said you'd been in the business since the 80s, I flashed back to even my early, maybe it was late 80s or no, it would have been more late. I'm sorry, 90s. But we still got to like smoke cigarettes in the office. Did y'all do that kind of stuff? Like the days have changed so much since our time back out on site. Was it like we were a little more casual back then, weren't we?
We were like super casual. And you know, the funniest thing is when I speak to, you know, with all this new technology coming on board, one thing that really brings it home for me is when I speak to some of the new people, young people coming into our industry and said, you will never appreciate what you've got today until you have to post 600 rent checks by hand and write 600 receipts. And yes. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah. And the same thing, we used to do work orders by hand and we didn't have, this is before then. So I absolutely understand, you know, I think our industry is involved into something great, but it's kind of neat for me to see where we are now yeah. Because there's some great opportunities out there and some great companies coming in that are making our space even more wonderful.
Yes. Well, thank you for being with us today.
No problem. Thanks guys. Appreciate it.
Nice trip down memory lane. We'll have to get some, do some old retro poses or something like that. And all that you guys saying that, I can't even imagine what that must have been like having to write. Well, I do. I mean, I just wasn't in the industry at the time, but I remember the day of having to write everything by hand. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for technology. On that note, thank you so much for everyone for being here. That will be another podcast going down memory lane, but this has been episode 40 of the Juvo Hub podcast. Thank you again, Debbie and Mark. My name is Jonathan Saar. Please connect with us, you know, on your favorite podcast outlet. Subscribe to us on YouTube, and thank you so much for your feedback. We appreciate your support of this show. Until next time, see you soon, everyone.
Bye, guys.